I like what someone just said, so we're going to, everybody grab a shovel on three. We're not only going to pick up the dirt, but the audience, we want everybody to yell Wolverines at the end of that three as the dirt goes a-flying. So, on the count of three, one, two, three, Wolverines! Enjoy the music, enjoy each other, and thank you so much for being part of our grand opening.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. That was sound from today's groundbreaking ceremony for the new Bentonville High School in Centerton. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums attended the event and is in Centerton with more on today's ceremony. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Antoinette. Thank you very much. The ground was turned. I'm here with Michael Poore, the superintendent. And you mentioned the process that took place to get here. It was not always pleasant for everyone, passionate, sometimes contentious, but the end result is Bentonville West High School's groundbreaking has taken place.
Yeah, it's a really wonderful day. When you think of us having over 71 people percent of the community voted for this measure in a climate where things are still kind of tough and a little bit of an anti-tax sentiment, yet I think people believe that this is the right thing to do, and now it's our job to go produce a building that everybody will be proud of.
Right. So what happens beginning in a few hours from now?
We're going to dig dirt. We're going to dive in and get everything started going. And you know, our plan is to obviously open in August of 2016, and that's an aggressive schedule. We're going to have to keep busy.
You mentioned collaborative space, that when this high school is done, that there will be unique ways of using space.
Absolutely. Everything from kids getting to see project-based labs to kids having space where they can actually do project work, you know, when they're not engaged in a classroom. So there's going to be so many neat opportunities for kids to be able to collaborate together and with teachers. I think it's going to be a hallmark of a design that others will probably want to replicate. It's the right thing to do for kids in this day and age.
You mentioned that between today's groundbreaking and the August 2016 grand opening, things will happen, decisions will have to be made, and you're just going to have to approach those head on.
Absolutely. We'll just, anytime you go move forward, whether it's on boundaries or whether it's on traffic, we'll just have to keep tackling that. But we've got great partners, whether it's within the city, the county, or our contractors that we work with. We'll just tackle them. And we've done that with our other buildings, and we'll do that with this one as well.
You know, we're talking about growth in Northwest Arkansas. And if you want to capture an image of what growth in Northwest Arkansas is, as we look, I guess we're looking south here, you see old barns and new housing developments in Suna High School here in Centerton. This was not that long ago a pretty rural stretch of land.
It really is. You know, you think about just how many things are going on, and what I hear from the mayor, there's probably 50 different housing units per month being asked for. So, you know, there's going to be even more growth now that this high school's coming in. And I think that, you know, when you look at just where are the dynamics of our district, this is really an ideal location for this building to be placed.
Finally, what are the challenges for a school district, and it's not unique to Bentonville and Northwest Arkansas, that are all growing, but growing so fast and the need for so many new facilities so quickly?
Well, you're trying to use the public funds as best you can, but you don't want to, you know, go too much to the public. So one of the things we've already done is looking at when we get ready to build our next elementary school, to do that on our dollar. And we hope to do that. That may happen as early as 2017 or 18. So, you know, we're not even, you know, ready to dig dirt yet, and we're already planning for our next school.
Keep those shovels?
Yeah, we're going to keep the shovels.
Michael Poore is the superintendent of Bentonville School District. Thank you so much for your
time.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here.
All right, Antoinette, as you heard, there will be more growth in the Bentonville School District. From Bentonville, actually from Centerton, for Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.